While we often associate turkey with food, these creatures have a lot more going for them. They are intelligent, social, playful, and curious, with the ability to remember human faces and form strong social bonds with their owners. So if you've ever seen a group of turkeys, it's probably because one is simply not enough. But what is a group of turkeys called? And how does this species function within a group? Find out now. What do you call a group of turkeys? A group of wild turkeys is called a flock. But domesticated turkeys are referred to as a rafter or a gaggle. There are actually many ways to refer to a group of turkeys. Here are some more collective nouns for turkeys. Brood. Crop. Dole. School. Raffle. Death row. Posse. And group turkey names can get fairly specific. A group of wild turkeys can also be called a run, as in a quad, run of turkeys. Quad, but if they are just male wild turkeys, you would call them a posse. Unless it's the beginning of the breeding season, then you would call them bachelors. Young male turkeys, or juveniles, are called jakes, adult males are toms, and when they form groups, you can call them a gang or a mob. You can also call a group of male turkeys a gobble or a rave. And a female group of turkeys is a clutch or a poult. Why is a group of turkeys called a rafter? Often when people would construct a barn or other building, turkeys would roost in the rafters. These structures made great concealments for weather and predators. So now we refer to a group of turkeys as a rafter of turkeys. You may also refer to turkey groups as a gaggle due to their noisy behavior. Many other loud birds, like geese, can also be called a gaggle. And sometimes turkeys are called a gobble for the same reason. How do turkeys function in a rafter? Turkeys are very social birds that live together for most of the year. They form gendered flocks. Males with males and females with females. However, they usually are not far apart and will join their groups before the breeding season. They will then break off into smaller mating groups, with one male mating with multiple females. And once females begin nesting, their groups break apart again. Male and female groups will come together again during winter for roosting. The behavior of these two separate gender groups can be very different. Do male turkeys group together? Males tend to stay in sibling groups, where they are aggressive, yet loyal to one another. There can be segregation within male groups, ordered by age, with adults together in one group and juveniles in another. But this is typical of large groups of wild turkeys and not as common in domestic groups. However, most groups are socially organized, with each member of the group holding a rank in a pecking order. This system can cause dominance rituals to take place, where members fight for a higher rank. Do female turkeys flock together? Females form family groups, with mothers combining their chicks with other hens and their brood. Often female turkeys groups consist of two or more adults and many juveniles. While male groups are highly unstable and constantly changing, females keep a stable hierarchy. But females are not immune to intra-social quarrels. FAQ. Here are some of the most frequently asked questions about the names of turkey groups. What is a group of wild turkeys called? The most common name for a group of wild turkeys is a flock. But if that's too simple for you, you can also call them quad, a run of turkeys. Quad, and you can use the words quad, bachelor squad, and quad, posse quad, for wild male turkeys. What is a group of baby turkeys called? There is no specific term used to describe a group of baby turkeys. Most people refer to them as broods or chicks, which are generic terms for baby birds. What is a female turkey called? An adult female turkey is called a hen. And juvenile female turkeys are jennies or poults. Up next. What's a baby turkey called? Amp, four more amazing facts. Do turkeys make good pets? Turkey lifespan, how long do turkeys live?